Welcome back to Fanline Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan. I'm Bill, that's Rookie, and we are talking about tomorrow's game at Lambeau Field. It's Wisconsin and LSU. We just got the Wisconsin perspective from our buddy Tom Oates of the Wisconsin State Journal. Now let's find out more about the LSU Tigers from Ross Dellinger, who covers the Tigers for the Advocate in Baton Rouge. Good morning, Ross. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are y'all?
We're doing great, y'all. I like that. We're all doing good. I got to be honest with you. I'm not that well schooled on LSU football. I know a couple of things. One, Les Miles has been very successful, yet it seems like he's always on the hot seat. And two, I know that Leonard Fournette is probably the odds-on favorite to win the Heisman Trophy this year and is one heck of a running back. First, tell us about why Les Miles is always in danger of losing his job, it seems.
Well, I think there's probably a lot of reasons for that. But, you know, he followed Nick Saban.
Sure.
So I've always felt, and I think a lot of people feel, he's coaching in Nick Saban's shadow. And, you know, that even though Saban, you know, in 5 years at LSU, he only had, I think, one – or two 10-win seasons, and, you know, of course he won a national title, but, you know, and it doesn't matter almost what Les Miles does at LSU. It's never going to be enough, and he's always going to be coaching in Nick Saban's shadow.
Even after this long, it's been like 12 years.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't think that it would, you know, it would kind of fade away, but it really hasn't, and I don't know when it's going to, you know. I think after that, Les Miles always kind of jokes. After his very first game as LSU's coach, home game against Tennessee, it was the first home opener in 2005. LSU blew a big lead and lost to Tennessee, and he joked after the game, after that game, that they wanted to fire him already. So even winning the national title in 07, by 09, after two mediocre seasons after that championship. You know, there was a lot of yelling and screaming to fire him too. You know, last year was really when it got the closest to it actually happening, when administrators, not just fans, were yelling and screaming. And I think that he's certainly in the same position he was probably last year. You know, he's in a position where expectations are really, really high, and he might lose his job if they don't fulfill expectations, which I would guess at a minimum are 10-2, and at least competing for a championship in November.
Now, would this be a problem for Les had Nick Saban never come back to the SEC and gone to Alabama and had all this success that he's had with Bama? Is that what is kind of perpetuating this issue for Les Miles?
Yes, absolutely, and especially lately. It's been 5 years since LSU has beat Alabama, so. Five straight times in 4 years, actually. They played, of course, the regular season in 2011. LSU won in Tuscaloosa the 9-6 game in overtime. And then they lost, 21-0 in the national championship game that year to Alabama. And they haven't beat them since that. So that's really weighing on a lot of fans, and I know a lot of administrators and people in power at LSU. They want to see the Tigers beat the Tide.
Talking with Ross Dellinger from the Advocate in Baton Rouge, you mentioned that you're nothing less than a 10-2 season would be satisfactory, I guess, in a roundabout way for LSU. But you're off to a good start, I guess. 17 starters coming back, 9 on offense, 8 on defense. You went 9-3 a year ago, and you got your starting quarterback Brandon Harris back. That's a pretty good foundation.
Yeah, very. You know, when you look at just all the returning starters, and that's why expectations are so high, I think, because LSU's always got the talent. I mean, they recruit the top five classes, and so they always got athleticism and speed and size, but it's the depth and it's the experience that they haven't had over the last few years, and they haven't had it because, players leaving early for the draft. The previous 4 years, LSU had about 23 players, 23 juniors leave for the draft early. And that's a whole recruiting class. And it really kind of hurts depth, especially on the defensive front. Well, they had only one player leave early for the draft last year. It wasn't on defense. So they have everybody back. They have a lot of senior starters. They have 10 senior starters. It would be the most senior starters at LSU, I think, since 2009. So not only do they have the talent this year, but they've got the depth and they've got the experience.
Ross, tell us about Leonard Fournette. Obviously, if you follow college football, you've seen him on television. We've seen him on television. Never seen him in person, obviously. But what kind of back is Leonard Fournette? What makes him so exciting?
Yeah, I've spent Tuesday and Wednesday in Madison doing some interviews with Wisconsin people, and their players and a few of their coaches. They kind of baffled, I think, when they watched Leonard Fournette on film. And I asked him why. Why is he so good? Why are you so almost baffled when you watch him? And it's because of a combination that Leonard has that I think is so unique and not a lot of players have. And that is the speed of a defensive back and the size and power of a middle linebacker. Hmm. It's just this crazy combination that that really is honestly God-given. And Leonard has said it several times. It's a natural thing. He is blessed with this incredible athleticism and size and speed and strength. And he works hard, of course, but it's a talent that, as Barry Alvarez told me, the former Wisconsin coach and athletic director, I was asking him about Fournette earlier this week, and he said he's one of those once-in-a-lifetime type players. If you're a coach, a guy you only get maybe once at most twice in your coaching career.
Sure.
Hey Ross, what's the mood in Baton Rouge? Obviously you guys have been devastated by flooding. The nation's thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that's gone through that. Has the enthusiasm been tempered at all about this game with everything that's going on in Louisiana right now?
Maybe to a slight degree. I think a lot of people are want to use this game as a way to kind of escape the horrible summer Baton Rouge. So I still feel like it's hyped up pretty good, and it's college football, so Baton Rouge is always going to be prepared and ready for that, and you're going to feel a buzz around the city. Just like anywhere you would in the South when college football approaches. But I think you've had focus, on more so on everything that's happened than football. And I think, though, that a lot of people are hoping this game, in LSU in general, and the start of football, kind of brings an escape, for people in Baton Rouge that were affected by the flooding or affected by, all the shootings Sure. earlier in the summer.
Well, you were talking about the buzz in Louisiana, but I can tell you this, I promise you this, and we were talking about this earlier. The buzz in this town is enormous for this game. I mean, it's a first for Lambeau Field for a major college football game, and everybody in the state is Badger fans, so they're very happy to have them up here. This
might have more buzz than like a Packer playoff game, honest with you. It's
absolutely
huge here in this town.
Real big. And we're looking forward to it. It's exciting.
I've picked up on that. I've been here for, I got in Wednesday night, drove in from Madison, and spent all day yesterday mainly around the stadium, went to a few places, met with some fans and some bar owners, and and then it was early in the day when all that was going on, and all of a sudden I look up at some point in, maybe 4 or 5 o'clock, and there's 100 LSU fans surrounded me in this bar. I mean, it's just all purple and gold, and they're screaming and they're yelling and they're chanting, and so I can feel it. It kind of reminds me of when LSU, LSU baseball is huge, and it draws more interest than normal college baseball. Programs, and they travel like crazy with their LSU baseball. Normal road trip, they might travel 600 to 800 fans for college baseball. And so it kind of reminds me of LSU when they go to Omaha. They bring as many as 8,000-10,000 fans there when LSU baseball, goes to Omaha for the College World Series. And it kind of reminds me of that here. I mean, we're in the Midwest, and nice and cool out, though it's the summer, and you've got purple and gold, you know, drinking up everything at the ballers. And so it really reminds me of being in Omaha when LSU's up there.
All right, the most important question before we let you go. Have you had a brat and cheese curds yet, and what do you think?
I have. I had both yesterday at the Stadium View Bar and Grill near Lambeau Field, and both really good, especially the brat. I think I had some mustard on there, and I'm telling you that. And it was on a pretzel bun, and just incredible and so good. I'm probably going to go back for more today.
That's what we like to hear, Ross. Way to go. Love it. Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us today. It's going to be exciting. Welcome to our fair city, and enjoy your time here, and we'll see you tomorrow at the game.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Ross. Ross Dellinger, the advocate in Baton Rouge. He's already here.